Hey, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, and I'm pulling one of my episodes out of the vault, so please excuse the poor sound quality. This episode was recorded many, many years ago when I first started podcasting, probably in 2012. Why I don't do Christmas concerts. Today, I want to share with you why I don't do Christmas concerts. Now, it's not that I have anything against Christmas. In fact, any of you who know me well know that I have a really strong faith in God, and so I believe in all the things that we celebrate during Christmas. But over the years, I've come to the conclusion through my time in the Army Band that a lot of times there's so much happening during the December time frame that sometimes it's best to do a concert some other time. And let me explain what happened with the Army Band. We used to do a Christmas concert every year, and we would advertise it, and it was free. The Army Band can't charge admission to any of their concerts. And we would have 50 people show up in a venue that could hold 500, 700, 800. And of course, it was always a disappointment to us to have almost as many people in our band as were in the audience. So we shifted to having a Veterans Day concert, because people would tell us, oh, we want to go to the concert, but there were eight other things we had to go to. And when we started doing the Veterans Day concert, the venues were packed. We would have 400 people in the 500-seat venue. Sometimes we had to go to two shows and seated 400 for each of the shows, and it just ended up being much better for us. There was also another advantage in that the music that we prepared for the November concert, if we had a concert in January or February, we could reuse that. But if we prepared for a Christmas concert, then we were stuck without that. So when I started teaching, I ended up doing the same thing, and it has worked really well for me. We do a concert in November. Nobody else has anything going on. It's easier for us to get the theater, and then we can kind of relax a little bit. Not really, we're working on other things, but we can kind of take it easy and work on our January concert, and then we do one either at the end of January or the early part of February. And once again, nobody else is doing one during that time. So just some food for thought for these Christmas holidays. I'm not saying necessarily you should do that, and I'm not saying I'll never do a Christmas concert, but for right now, that's the approach that we're using.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.